Okay, we're on the Yudalit Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda said that a Kohen Gadol who's an own name, so the Rabbanin made Gzeira that he can't be Oved that whole day of the Aninus. The day the person dies, it's also for him to eat Kodshim in HaTorah, even though he's allowed to be Makriv Kodshim, the Kohen Gadol. So the day that the person died, he can't be Makriv either, Gzeira, because maybe he'll come to eat Kodshim. Not necessarily the Kodshim he's involved with, but the Rishonim say that we're afraid that if he thinks he can be Makriv, he could eat too. And he'll come to eat other Korbanos. Omar the Ravada bar Ava l'Ravo, Mi Gozer Rabbi Yehuda Shem Yochav, was Rabbi Yehuda goes there that maybe he'll eat from the Korbanos when it's also for him to eat? V'asnan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Isha Acheres Machskinen Lo, Shem Tomos Ishta. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Therish, that we set another wife for him just in case his wife will die. What happens if his wife dies? He's an owning, right? One of his Krovin dies, his wife died. And even though the Gemara says, the Gemara said before he divorced her. So if she dies, her divorce takes on. Still, he's an owning who's ushered to eat kodshim because he's lemaisa mourning. He'd only divorced her because of this halachic intricacies over here. And the lemaisa, therefore, he's still owning on her. So you can't eat kachim. Kachim depends not on the halacha of being an onen, it depends on being in the matzav of aninus. So the matzav of aninus he's in. That's what we're going to say in the end. In any case, he's an onen. So he's not allowed to eat kachim. Right? And still, we set aside, just in case this scenario happens, so he'll be able to continue the avoda. Mastering continues the avoda. Otherwise, what's the purpose of setting another wife? Just have the understudy and finished. No, we're talking about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, nobody can eat. So he's not going to come to eat kodshim on Yom Kippur by mistake, because nobody can eat anything. But over here, on a regular day when people can eat, he can't eat because he's an onen. We're afraid that if we let him be makriv, he'll forget and he'll come to eat. Mishnah says, V'chi agavne michayli ale aninus. He's not an onen. Right, he was Megarish, his wife, on Tanai, that if she dies, the Gerishin should be Lamafreya. So he comes out, he was never married to her when she died. So he's not an own name. Well, it says, Enochanami, the halachas of Aninus, right, aren't chal on him. But Lamaisa is an own name. Lamaisa, he's torrid with the Avela, so he can't eat kachim. He's in a state, kachim have to be eaten, the simcha, the gvur, the gedula, and he can't eat it like that. The entire day of the death, before the burial, so even a Kohen Gadol is also to eat kodshim. But once the mace is nikbar, and then the following night, he's only also with the Rabbanan. Eino medivrei Torah, medivrei Sofrim. So the entire day of the death, he can't eat kodshim min haTorah, and therefore he can't be oved gzeira Hashem he'll come to eat. So we gave a get al tnai that if in case she dies, he'll go into the shul and be Mekayim the Tanai, and she'll be Megureshes l'mafreya. So when he did the Avoda, he only had one wife, the second one, not the first one. So Milo Mitrin, where it says Enochanami, he's not an Onen, right, officially, but he still can't eat Kodshim. The Kodshim, bo'in and Simcha u'Gedula. By Kodshim, you have to eat it l'moshcha. It's Simcha and Gedula. D'chsiv l'cha, nesatim l'moshcha. K'dera sham l'achim ochlim. Just like kings eat. And if you're in this matzav of aninus, even if you're not an onen, you can't eat kodshim.
You couldn't have a chayim
Yeah. Why not?
But when he's learning,
when he's an onen? No, he's pater from mitzvahs, what's just it called? Just like an onen is pater.
Just like the mitzvahs of the basic mitzvahs, she has to
right, right. Okay, the Magen Avraham speaks from this Gemara as mashma that they didn't make a gzeira not to touch food on Yom Kippur. And Pesach, there's an isser to even touch chametz. because maybe you'll come to eat it, be involved with it. But on Yom Kippur, it's not like that, because you see over here, it's only because of the chashash of the Kohen Gadol, because of Aninus, but otherwise, he could be oveid and touch food, even though he can't eat. Okay, Kol Shiva Sayomim, who Zorik is Adam, who Makter is Haktoris, who Makir is Aneros, who Makir is Arosh, via Sarego, all the 7 days that were mafresh the Kohen Gadol, and he's preparing for Yom Kippur. So in preparation for Yom Kippur, he does all the karbonos of those 7 days. He's Zorik the Dam and Makriv the Torah and Maitiv the Saneros, and he was Makriv on the Rosh and Regal, and the Rishonim say it means all the Evarim of the what's it called of the animal. Just mentions the first two of the Rosh and the Regal. There's no reason to mechalik between that and all the he's Makriv the whole Karban Atamid. Oshar Kalayomim, a normal day, not these 7 days, and this is to get him used to doing the Avodah, because on Yom Kippur, all the Avodah, or at least most of the Avodah, depends on different Rishonim, is what's it called, dependent on the Kohen Gadol. He has to do all the Avodah, so he has to get into practice. Ushar Kalayomim, Imratz Lahakriv Makriv. All the other days, if he wants to, he has first option of being Makriv any Korban he wants, any day. Shekohen Gadol Makriv Chelik Barosh, Venotul Chelik Barosh. He has the right to do avoda whenever he wants, and he gets the portion, even if it's not, what's it called, even connected the people of that Beis Av and that Mishmer. Rashi, who Zorik is Adam, shall Tmidim, Kedei Shia Rogel, Mezumin, Vavoda Shema Kippurim. In order that she get practice for the avoda of Yom Kippur, he practices for 7 days. Umeitiv Saneros, Medashan, Min Ha'efer Hapsilo Shekavu. Hatova Saneros, the Rashi says, means you take out the old wicks. The chain kol yom v'yom metivim baboker, and every morning you take out the old wicks. Shenamar baboker baboker behetivo saneros. The kol yom maktirin ktoris behechel pras b'shachris b'asim. Every day you bring what's it called ktoris, part in the morning, part in the afternoon. The Ramban learns that there's two halachas. There's dishun haminorah and hatovas haminorah, and then hadlokas haminorah. The dishun haminorah is taking out the wicks and the old oil. Hatovas HaMenorah is putting in new oil and new wicks. And then there's Hadlokas HaMenorah. Ushar Kalyomi Mimrotzel HaHetiv LaHakriv is called Korban Shiur Tzamakriv. Kohen Gadol can step in and decide to make any Korban he wants. Right? The Ein HaMishmar Yochel Akiv HaYodah. The Mishmar that is, it's its shift in the Beis HaMikdash, who has the rights to the Korbanos that day, can't stop him. Makriv chelik barosh, roshu lahakdir lahakriv kol chelik shiivchar. He's the first one to be makriv anything he chooses to do. The notul chelik bechalukas achilas kachim. And if he wants to, he can take a portion of any kachim that were made that day by anybody, and he gets the first portion. Barosh mona yofah shiivchar. He gets the nicest one. Barosh means rosh means the nicest one. First and foremost, that's barosh. Okay. Mar says mantana. Omer Rav Chisda lo Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Tana who says that the entire 7 days the Kohen Gadol is Ovid Avoda? All day he's Ovid all the Avodas. Not like Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva ha Omer Tor Shenofel of Hazor Timoso. Rabbi Akiva holds, since they were Mazin on him from Paraduma all 7 days, and it's only from a Chash that maybe he became Tameh, but really he's Tor. Right? He's not Tameh. At most, it's a chash. So basically, he's tahar. So Rabbi Akiva holds that any tahar that you are mazen, mechatas, paraduma on, becomes tameh. Just like it's metahir a tameh, it's metameh a tahar. So since the Kohen Gadol is basically tahar, he becomes tameh if you sprinkle the afer of the paraduma on him. So therefore, what's a kohen? How can you do the avoda? He's tameh. He's Tameh, at least that day, he has to wait till Harif Shemesh, and the night he becomes Tahar, the next day he becomes Tahar again, but then they sprinkle on him again. So the whole day he's going to be Tameh. So, Heichi Oved Avoda, how can you do Avoda? Rashi, the Rabbi Akiva, the Kambish Meisen, Heichi Oved Avoda, Kol Shiva, Hari Mazin Alav. Every day they would sprinkle the Yefer of Paraduma, and at best he was Sofik Tameh, so he's Sofik Tahar. So he becomes Tameh no matter what. In fact, some say that according to Rabbi Akiva, it says that there were Matameh, the Kohen Gadol, who brought the Paraduma, so he should be a Tful Yom, to go against the Tzedukim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the whole 7 days he was Tameh anyway, from the Hazor, they didn't have to be Matameh. Except some say, no, they made the Paraduma on the 8th day. The 8th day they weren't Mazahim, and therefore they had a Matameh. even though he was Tommy from the day before, but that night it was already Har of Shemesh. The Tanya, where is this machlokus Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? The Hizo Hator al Hatomei. Al Hatomei Tohor, the Al Hator, Tomei Div Rabbi Akiva. It says, the Hizo Hator al Hatomei. It should have said, the Hizo Hator, Olav. The person who's Tor should be Mazah on the person who needs the Hazah. Right? Why did I have to say he was Tomei? To tell me that only Al Hatomei makes him Tor. But if the person he was Mazah on was Tor, the person becomes Tomei. Div Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim Omrim, Ein Hadvorim Halalu Amurim, Ela Bidvorim Makablim Tuma. Right? And the Chachamim will know. The reason it says the Hizor Atol, Atol is tell me a different halacha. The halacha that the Hazor is only called the Hazor if you're Maz on something that's Roy Lakabal Tuma. Mahi, what does that mean? Kiddushnan. Niskavi Lahazos Allah Behema. The Hizor of Adam. If the person who's Maz, the Mechatos, had Kavana to be Maz on a Behema, which is not Makabal Tumah. Behemoths are not Makabal Tumah. And instead he was Mazal Ha'adam in Yesh Ba'ezov Yishana. So since Lamaisa, the Hazor was done actually on a person, right? So that's called Hazor. Manela, what's left in the, what's it called, in the Hyssop, in the what's it called, the Agudas Azov, the Azov that they use to sprinkle the Mechatas, is still kosher for Hazor. Okay? Because Hazor was done, it's left over. So you could use it again. Niskavim Hazor Salahodim, he's on a behema, but the opposite case. You had Kavan to be Maz on a person, but by mistake you were Maz on a behema. So now the Hazor is not called Hazor. So what did you end up doing? You did Malacha with the water of Mechatas. And Malacha apostles it. So now it's possible. So if there's something left, you can't use it again because it's possible by Voda. If a Hazor was made, Hazor is not Malacha. That's what you're supposed to do with it. So if you made a Hazor, what's left, you could use again. You could use still. If you made no Hazor, right, but you sprinkled it anyway, that sprinkling is called Malacha. And that passels the water that's on the Azov, and it's possible now to use. So the Rabbanan learned that from the Hiza Hatorah Atameh. The only time that Hazor is called Hazor if it's made on something that's Makabal Tumah. But if it's made on something that's not Makabal Tumah, it's not called Hazor. The male is called Malacha and apostles. Rashi. Alatome Tor, Vialator Tome. Imhiz Alatome Nasator, Imhiz Alator Nasatome. The Yolif Taimim me Alatome Yisera can enforce the Kamon. The Chachomim Omrim, Alatome Lidrosha Asa. That which it says, the Hizo HaTor, Allah Tomei, doesn't come to tell me that if you're Mazan a Tohar, it becomes Tomei. It comes to tell me a different halacha. Lomar, She'ein Divrei Hazo Amurim Ela B'dvar Mekabal Tumah. The whole concept of Hazo is only to sprinkle it on something that's Mekabal Tumah. Ava B'dvarim She'ein Mekabal Tumah, Ein Hazo, and he tells us Aleim Kruya Hazo. It's not called Hazo, it's not called sprinkling, if you sprinkle it on something that's not Mekabal Tumah. The nafkamina shashiraim sheish be'ezov shiori psulei hein vein lakshirim lazos. The nafkamina is what's left. Can you still use or not? If it's called hazor, so what's left is kosher. If it's not called hazor, then you did malacha with the what's it called with the water that was there, and it's possible because of malacha. Kiddushnan niskavin yesh be'ezov yishan kolomer ruuyim hashiraim lazos aladim shetzarech hazor. You can use the leftovers in the Azov to sprinkle on somebody else. Still kosher. The lo niskav, the lo shetzor chazor, the lo niskavin. What's the good aleph? The lo niskavin. Was there? Whatever. Okay. So I shouldn't be gears. There's gears up here. The chozer is shown. The ain't tzorich lazul lahakli. You don't have to dip in it again. Because that water is still kosher. Lo yishane, but if you actually were mazan a behema by mistake, then that's not called hazor. The nifsalu b'malacha. So then what did you do? You did malacha with this water. So all the water that was in the azo became possible. The hazor shall behema ain't shem hazor aleha. The havi lukemaim shenasis b'malacha. Okay. My time in Rabbi Akiva. So where did Rabbi Akiva learn that the person who's Tohar becomes Tomei if you're Maza on him Mechatos? Nichtov Rachmona v'hiza Ator Olav. She should have said v'hiza Ator Olav. We know we're talking about the guy who's Tomei. Why do you have to mention that he's Tomei? My al hatame, shmami no al hatame, tor val tor tame. Right? From here we learn that it's only the person who's tame becomes tahar if you're mazah. But if somebody was tahar, he becomes tame. Rabbanan highly dvarim makablin tuma hudasa. And the rabbanan hold no. That from that we learn the halacha we said before, that if you're mazah on something that's not makabel tuma, it passes the what they're called the. It's not called hazor. It's only called hazor if it's al hatame. Somebody could become tame. Aval hacha kal v'chomer hu. But Rabbi Akiva's din is a kal v'chomer. Im al hatame tor, al hatar lo koshke. Right? If the par aduma makes a tame tor, surely it keeps a tar. Doesn't make a tar tame. Rabbi Akiva is a kal v'chomer. Right? If it can make a tame tor, how can it make a tar tame? Hainu de komer shlomo, amarti echkem ovi hirachokam imenu enekanami. That's the enigma of par aduma. It's metame tahorim and metayr tameim. That ain't economic. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's the enigma. Rabbanan, right? Where is the echkema? Where's the enigma of paraduma? Not that mazeh on a tahar makes him tameh. That's not the enigma. It doesn't happen. Ha'hu l'mazeh u'l'mazin olav tahar. No, you know what the enigma of paraduma is according to Rabbanan? The person who's mazeh and the person who's nizah olav, the one who sprinkles the water and the one who has it sprinkled on him are tahar. V'nogeya bohem tameh. And anybody who touches them becomes tameh. If you maze, in other words, if you touch them through maze, right, you're not tar, you're not tummy. You only tummy if you touch them not in the derech of hazor. That's an enigma, right? They have a koach to make anybody who touches them tummy, and yet somebody who's maze them or gets niza or love is tar. Where it says v'aksivu maze me'anida yechabis begadav, I lemais. What are you telling me that the person who sprinkles it remains tar? It says b'feirish mazem mehanido yechabish begadav. He's tameh. Not only his tameh, his clothing become tameh, right? So it says b'feirish in the Torah mazem becomes tameh. Versus my mazem nogeya. Over here mazem does not mean the one who sprinkles it. It means somebody who touches it. Stop. I voksiv mazem voksiv nogeya. It says hamazem mehanido v'hanogeya v'mehanido. So mazem can't be nogeya. The Torah says both of them. The old mazeh boy kibus begadim, nogeya lo boy kibus begadim. Can't say they're the same thing, because by mazeh it says his clothing needs to be tahar, has to become tahar, and by nogeya the hanogeya the mehanida, there it says only him, not his clothing. So it's two separate dinim. So obviously one is mazeh and one's nogeya. Elamai mazeh no say no. Enochanami mazeh is not the guy who's mazeh doesn't become tamei. But over here, mazeh doesn't mean nogeya. Nogeya has one halacha, that you become tamei, not your clothing. But the mazeh over here means somebody who carries the mechatas. Not sprinkles it, but carries it. If you carry it, then you become tamei and you're begadim. If you just touch it, you become tamei, but not your begadim. But if you sprinkle it on a tamei, you remain tar. Okay. So when it says, v'nichto brachmona no say, my tamaksi maza. So then the Torah meant no say, say no say. Ha no say, may I neither. Why did it say ha maza and may I neither? Why did it call the no say, the one who carries it, maza? But it doesn't mean maza. It means dafka no say. Ha kamashma, the bain and sheer hazor. That you need, in order to be tame and make your clothing tame, you have to carry a sheer that would be kosher for hazor. But if you carry less than that, then, and you didn't touch it, then you're not tummy at all. If you touched it, your tummy, your clothing aren't tummy. So Mar says, Hanich l'man diomer hazor tzricha shir. That's good, according to man diomer, who says that hazor needs a shir to be matayr. Ela l'man diomer hazor ain't tzricha shir. Any little bit amount that touches the person is matayr. So then, how could it be that you need a shir hazor? There's no such thing as a shir hazor. Any amount is matayr. Michael Amamer. Right, so we can't learn from this pasuk. It's called mazeh, called no say mazeh, to tell me you need a shir hazor. There's no such thing as a shir hazor. Even a mashahu is matay. When it says afik ma'igameim, afilu man diomer hazor ain't tzricha shir, honey mila gava de gavra, avo memona tzricha shir. That's only what hits the person. Doesn't need a shir, but you have to start out with a shir in the azov. Right, there has to be a shir of ma'im, and that whatever that shir is. Right, is what's it called, is ma'akid. And the person who carries that shear is matame himself and his begadim. And if he's not that shear, he's not matame himself or his begadim, unless he touches it. Then he's matame himself. Yisnan, kama yehebohen v'yekideh azah, how much water of the paraduma has to be in the azov in order to be kosher to sprinkle. Again, whatever you sprinkle on him according to Zman Diomer is good, but you have to start off with a shir hazor. How much is that? Kadeshi yitbol roshe givolim v'yaza, in order that you should be able to dip in all the heads of the spigots of the azov and have enough to spritz. So the amount that would be what's it called would envelop all the heads of the three kolachim of the azov. That's a shir. See Rashi. The mazet tohar, the dorish hachav, the hiza hator, afla achar shehiza karo tohar. That the person whose mazet remains tohar. Honich leman diomer pluksi bezvach and kerk harovus. When you need a shear for hazor not. Agava de gaver, kol shushanosin ol matar. Whatever hits the person is matar him. Doesn't need a shear. Avol bemadashu matabel rushing givole yosef, both zich a shear. But you need a shear to start off with. You need a shear in the azov, in order that whatever hits him should be make him tar. But if he didn't start off with a shear of the azov, then the person's not tar. Rush shiyak the rush givol in the yaza kolomar kedei shiyak bile bohem tvila shiabola hatzis mibeda. Right, that in order you should be able to dip them completely in, right? So and there should be enough to sprinkle that's gonna when you shake the azov, the water will separate. That's the shear. If you have less than that, then even if it touches the guy, it does not matire him. If you have that amount, then even a drop that touches him is matire him. So you need the pasuk to tell me, it's called mazeh, to tell me you need a shear hazah, that if you carry that, you're tamei. But if you're mazeh it, then you're not. In other words, if you carry it derech hazah, not matami anybody, according to the chachamim. Okay. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's matame tahori, matire is mei. That whole Indian of Matame Tahor, Matar is only according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbanan, it only works out that it's Matame Tahorim Derech Negiya, or Nosei. But it's what's it called, and it's Matayr Tahorim Derech Hazor. Okay.
So why is the Mishnah good like Rabbanan?
What?
Why is the Mishnah good like Rabbanan?
Which Rabbanan?
Like Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Kiva.
They didn't touch it.
But the kangaroo does get
spritzed. Get spritzed, right? But spritzed doesn't not matami according to Rabban. No, we said only if you touch stam. If you touch derech hazor, it's not matami. No, it's not stam. It's still called derech hazor. Derech hazor is not matami, right?